In judges' chambers, the defense said a U.S. Supreme Court ruling meant David Spader should be resentenced. It said life without parole was cruel and unusual for someone under the age of 18. State prosecutors disagreed, but did agree a New Hampshire case meant resentencing. Defense attorney Jonathan Cohen says they'll iron out how to proceed January 3rd.
Whether or not there'll be experts involved in the sentencing hearing, which witnesses will be called and things like that, and the state has to make decisions and we have to make decisions.
Jeff Strelzin of the New Hampshire AG's office says this could mean the Cates family could again speak about what happened.
Victim impact would be part of it, whether it's actually the witnesses appearing and testifying or simply submitting their prior testimony through transcripts remains to be seen.
Strelzin insists they'll once again push to get Spader life without parole. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Mark Caddick, WBZ News Radio 1030.